Nikki Haley raked in over $256,000 from Boeing in midst of 737 MAX scandal. By John Binder on March 22, 2020. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley raked in more than $256,000 as a member of the Boeing Board of Directors during her tenure before resigning last week. As Breitbart News reported, Haley issued a letter on March 16 to Boeing executives announcing her resignation. Haley said she could no longer serve on the board of directors as President Trump reviews bailing out the multinational corporation amid the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Haley joined the board of directors despite Boeing's long history of corporate welfare. Boeing is already the second largest beneficiary of Defense Department contracts. In 2017, Boeing noted that about 79% of its profits came from government contracts with the U.S. federal government. Likewise, Boeing saved about $1.1 billion thanks to tax cuts while simultaneously laying off 6,000 American workers in Washington state alone. Haley, according to Boeing's 2019 financial statements, raked in about $256,322 from her time on the board of directors, which began April 29, 2019. Haley's compensation is about $112,000 more than the compensation Boeing has started giving to the families of 737 MAX crash victims. Each 737 MAX crash victim family is receiving less than $145,000 in compensation from Boeing, nearly half of what Haley earned in her time on the board of directors. The 737 MAX scandal has plagued Boeing over the last couple of years. In 2018, two Boeing 737 MAX flights crashed, leaving nearly 350 passengers dead, forcing the corporation to ground all 737 MAX planes and stop production. Reports of internal Boeing emails, chronicled by Breitbart News's Tom Cicada, have indicated that executives knew of the issues facing the 737 MAX fleet as early as 2016. Similarly, a former Boeing manager has said he warned the corporation of the issues with the 737 MAX fleet in 2018 before the two crashes occurred, but that his concerns fell on deaf ears. A 2019 report detailed how Boeing outsourced American software jobs to mostly Indian foreign graduates for $9 an hour. In June 2019, reports stated that Boeing's problems with its 737 MAX fleet coincided with executives outsourcing U.S. software jobs to foreign workers through HCL Technologies Limited, an India-based outsourcing firm. In 2018, Boeing executives announced their plans to outsource a manufacturing plant to Bengaluru, India, where 3,000 Indian workers would be employed. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.